Well, in today's gospel, we have one of the most challenging passages in all of the gospel. This is taken from the sixth chapter of St. Luke. And Jesus offers a very challenging, seemingly impossible approach to daily life. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Now, I would think for most of us, we're sitting here listening to this saying, well, this is a little bit too much. You know, I don't think Jesus has got things right here. This just doesn't sound right to us, does it? Really, Jesus wants us to act like this? But he doesn't stop there. He even says, give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Well, obviously, Jesus did not come from a large family. But this all seems unfair, doesn't it? It just doesn't seem fair according to the way we see things and we judge things. But it's most certainly something that is very doable, if not challenging, and it makes perfect sense. What Jesus tells us this morning makes perfect sense. A steward understands clearly that all he has and all that he is, his very life, is a gift from God, given to him from an abundance of love. And this fact changes everything. That's the way that we need to look at our entire life, is that everything I have is a gift from God, beginning with my very life. And this changes how we look at everything about our lives. This means that my cloak, my tunic, my money, my time, it belongs to God, not to me, not to you. That's all a gift from God. God has entrusted these things to each one of us out of his abundant love for us, and to use, for us to use these things not just for ourselves, but for his purposes and his glory. God loves us because we need it, not because we deserve it. God's love always acts in a way that seeks the good of the other person. God's love takes the initiative and expects nothing in return. It's pure grace. It's pure given to us. We don't deserve it. But God still gives to us. And there's nothing wrong with loving oneself, since God loves us and made us in his own image and likeness. What Jesus is simply asking us this morning is that we also approach others in the sharing of our gifts with the same attitude. He gives us a real definition of love, a love that comes from a steward's heart.